We're in the van trailer. There's six of us.
And we were kind of driving across the desert.
And we're all taking shifts.
And I'm a horrible driver.
Martin turns on the radio as he's driving. And next thing we know, he's screaming at the top of his lungs, trying to wake us all up. We thought he was going to crash the van. We thought we were going to die.
Everybody's like, what's going on? What's happening? What's the deal?
We're like, okay, we're fine. Holy shit. Great Escape is on the radio. First time any of us had heard it on the radio. It was insane.
It's amazing to be in a situation where, you know, you hear your song on the radio and you can feel proud for those 3 minutes.
It was definitely like one of the highest points all of us have shared in that van together.
I'm here with four guys from Boston, otherwise known as Boys Like Girls.
Make some noise for Boys Like Girls.
And for Boys Like Girls.
I'm here with Boys
Like
Girls.
Their first ever live TRL appearance. Give it up for Boys Like Girls.
It was crazy to watch, you know, the kind of cycle of events that happen once, you know, people start liking a band.
This is like the coolest thing ever. I mean, who would have thought, like, local scene kids from Boston on like the top 40 stations.
Great Escape's going platinum. Wow, that's a lot of downloads.
I remember going home after school and watching TRL. Like, oh man, that must be so weird to be on there. And then when I'm on there, I'm like, oh, this is so weird. It just like doesn't make any sense.
I still keep it on the whole time just because I'm just like, is this real? Is this happening?
I mean, none of us obviously had any idea what was going to happen. We were told, like, you know, this is an awesome song. It's going to be big.
It's just so nuts for all of us. It doesn't feel real.
Can't even put it into words.
Like, when I think about videos retiring from TRL, I think of, like, the Backstreet Boys videos back in, like, you know, 99, 2000. So I just thought that was one of the craziest things in the world. I still feel like this stuff hasn't even set in with any of us, you know? Like, it hasn't even sunk in.
Hear the song come over, like, at the airport or something. I get to watch individuals reacting and just seeing them, you know, completely subconsciously being affected by our music.